Thank you for joining us in the sixth episode of IBC News. This is your no-nonsense news about everything happening in the cosmos and beyond. Yeah, so we had a pretty cool week this week. We had plenty of news launching and like a lot of update from other chains. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about sharing what's happening in the cosmos in this bear market. So let's get it going. Yeah, so glad to see Stargaze is doing well in the community size. Mike Rick again just migrated to Stargaze. That went live. I think they did over 500K in volume. Infinity Pool is launching soon. And also the prop for when Stargaze to a permissionless smart contract aspect has been rejected. And also the Stardust token is live on Streamstrap. Yeah, so pretty cool, great week for Stargaze. I'm glad to see the community surviving and keep pushing forward in this bear market. The team is shipping, as you can see. And as for Juno, we have XDeFi wallet that just integrated Juno NFT, so you can manage and see your NFT on XDeFi wallet. And as for like governance aspect of Juno, the working group is working in the background in public, doing space to get the next phase for Juno governance to go live. I know like there's other people who wanted to be involved, so the government aspect should be ready anytime soon. So I'm pretty excited about that. Moving over to the Cosmos Orb, the founder, the biggest token in the Cosmos. They just had the V13 upgrade that was a success. Got to see it happening, a lot of bug fixes and things there. And if you're into governance, they still have 4 prop live, so you can go and check them out and make sure to vote and voice your token. You know what I mean? And also they have four prop. One of them that caught my eyes is the validator minimum commission to 5%. So that seemed like it's going to pass. But previously, it was a major flop. But let's see what happened, what the community choose, what the validator nodes choose to vote for. So right now, I think 2 days left, and so far, it looked like it's going to pass. And switching to Osmosis. Osmosis had a pretty cool, eventful week on CT, you could say. Fun time for the token and all. They also have 4 prop live to be voted on. So if you are on any Osmosis, make sure to go there and vote. One of the prop that caught my eye is a prop 651. That one will enable taker fee on Osmosis. So previously, when you swap, Osmosis didn't really take anything from the swap. So right now they are going to introduce a taker fee. I think right now it's supposed to be 0.1%, which is negligible. But as you go to like different route, like trading going on in the Cosmos right now with IBC Swap, it might become costly over time. So that's why While I was reading the prop, they say they will have like a DAO or like a multi-sig that will have the permission to change it for different reasons, like for other project or like other reason that are pretty speculating in a prop. So you can go and read it to find more. Well, one of my favorite chains in the Cosmos of Cash. They are doing some cool thing in the AI. They had just add like a prop 234, and that's a grant from Overclock Lab and Temper AI. So Overclock Lab, it's the foundation behind Akash, and they're working with Temper AI to start doing the AI stuff, you could say. Like they want to do like build like a AI model, like train the AI model on a cache with all the GPU going live right now on a cache. So they're asking, I think, 41,000 in the KT, something like that, to get that going. So right now it looks like it's going to pass. So it's pretty intriguing prop, and as you know, cache is deep in the toe in the AI sphere. And that also have the price so far. So I'm looking forward to see where that goes and where that's gonna happen and what's gonna happen next with the AI aspect of a cache. But moving on to now Noble, the stable coin of Cosmos USDC, now that we have USDC live on Noble, I think so far close to 5 million of USDC have been minting on chain. And I think mostly every chain in the Cosmos is slowly integrating Noble on the platform. And one thing that I saw pop up on Twitter, people were like, why do we need to have a Noble USDC name when you see the Noble token in your wallet? So they're working on it. And I think Jelena said that just temporary for now, as more ad chain getting on the chain. So soon you just see USDC. And so far, Lavana, Arcway, DMX, and AstroVault, they all enable USDC in the chain. So if you have any USDC, you can go there and earn some sweet yield over there. And one of the overlooked chain I know in the Cosmos, one of the overlooked chain like DMX, they just add a cache lending live on the chain. So if you're gonna lend your cash, you can go there on DMX. They also just enable L Luna perp. So if you're all into perp, you can check DMX out. DMX, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but DMX. And as to talk about the giant Kava, with technically the USDC or USDT orb of Cosmos right now, they just add like a new protocol live on the chain called WAGMI protocol. I haven't dived into them yet, so most likely we'll do that later today. So most likely I'll talk about it next week. But they just went live, so Kava need more chain, more project on the chain. So that's a good thing to see. And also there was one prop for Kava that's live right now. If you have any Kava, you can go and vote. It's prop 164, so that's like a payout. Prop, they're seeking funds to pay out people who provide liquidity on the orb of Kava and also distributing grant program and all that. If you're into that, you can go read it and find out more about Kava. There's a lot of change in the Cosmos right now. I think mostly you have about 40 to 50 IBC enabled chain, so there's a lot to keep up on. And I'm glad we have this space where everybody can come in for just 30 minutes. All we're asking for is 30 minutes, and we'll try our best to let you know everything in the Cosmos in just under 30 minutes. So you can be going to the gym, walking around, and you'll be informed about the Cosmos. And one other chain we have, Evmos, they just add the V14 upgrade. So they're still working going on in Evmos despite the price action. And they also will be one of the first chain to enable the callback implementation by IBC, by the IBC. So basically, before that model went live for IBC, you weren't able to do really cross chain action between IBC chain. So that was like one missing aspect. Like, if you want something to happen on another chain, you need that source chain to send that information back to the other chain to let them know that you did source action. So basically, that's what the callback middleware is doing. It's like, the way IBC works is like, you need, when you have a connection between two chains, you need these two chains to communicate with each other by sending packets. That's why we have relayer between chains, so the other one handling those packets, sending them back and forth. So the callback action wasn't live yet. So that's a pretty cool way of like IBC going. So I'm looking forward to see the implication of that. Because the way I see it is mostly kind of like what Polyton is doing with down Juno, but more on the SDK level with IBC. So that's pretty cool. And like one major news that was all over Twitter, that was live on CT this past week was about Neutron. So I don't know if you guys knew about Neutron. Wait, can you guys hear me? Can you throw an emoji if you can hear me? Can you guys hear me? Can you guys throw an emoji if you can hear me? All right, cool. All right, great. So one big news that was all over Twitter last week is the Neutron is live on Binance. So that's pretty good news for Neutron. They need the token to be everywhere so everybody will be able to access them. So as for like general news, we have IBC Swap is live on Kepler. So if you use that wallet, you can pretty much use it to trade token between chain without going on Osmosis. Kind of like the same way as TFM does it, but now it's live on IBC, on Kepler, and it's live also on Leap. You can also use TFM. And there's that one new blockchain that's working on something pretty cool, connecting Binance with Cosmos to the IBC. And that chain name is Toki. So they had like a cool discussion about the chain yesterday with Chango. So I listened for most of it. It's pretty interesting. Looking forward to see it because we need more connection in the Cosmos, and we need more liquidity to flow in the Cosmos anyway. And as for DYDX, kind of like the most anticipated chain in the Cosmos, they should be launching soon. From Cosmos first, they mentioned either by the end of this month or the beginning of next month. So stay tuned for that. If you're all into DYDX, they're launching their V4 in the Cosmos. And just for the saying, they're doing 1 trillion in volume every day, I think, every day. So that's a lot of volume in perp. So I'm looking forward to see how that's gonna play out in the Cosmos and see if they will be able to do all that kind of volume or will it stay on Ethereum. So I'm looking forward to see it. And they also open source all the aspect. I think either it happened last week or it's going to happen also before the launch of the chain. That's what they say during Cosmosverse. So that was mostly it for IBC News. So my goal is try to make it as short as possible, just one space. And also for everybody's here, we have this on Spotify. So every time after the space, we upload it, change some stuff, make the audio better in a sense. and we upload it on Spotify. So if you missed this and you listen afterwards, thank you for joining us. Make sure to type in next week. And again, thank you everybody who just came in. Thank you everybody who's been listening. We went for like 15 minutes, so today is a pretty short space. But as a true cosmonaut and someone who believe in this in the cosmos ecosystem, can't wait to see what's going to happen this week. And I'm also seeing some good things. And again, thank you again for joining in. See you guys next week. And so you could share everything happening in the cosmos. Have a great day, guys, and see you soon next time.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terra Spaces.